Horizontal drilling is changing the game for the oil and gas industry. It's also creating a host of new problems. State regulations have not kept up with the new technology, and it has resulted in a race to operatorship. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports the legislature has a plan to tackle it.
It's starting to snow outside M&K Oil and Gas Company, a small producer headquartered in Gillette. Nathan McLeland is a third-generation manager there. Last summer, another producer put him in a bind. Let's call him Rick. Rick said he was going to start developing on McLeland's leases, either with or without him.
We're going to drill here. We're going to do it this way. And if you don't sign my joint operating agreement or you don't go along with what I'm going to do, I can force pull you.
That would basically mean McLeland forfeits his leases. Needless to say, he made a deal. While they both had rights to the minerals, Rick was the controlling operator, a.k.a. the decision maker. He had that status because he was the first to file a permit.
Currently, the way it works in Wyoming right now is whoever files the permit first becomes the operator. And so you can have someone with a small percentage of the ownership making all the decisions for this big area of land.
McLeland says this first-in-the-door method of operatorship has created a land grab. Everyone wants to be the first to file a permit.
They're permitting as fast as they can so that no one else gets in and becomes the operator of something they own. And it's not, I guess, a productive system and a cooperative system.
The Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says permit requests have grown to unprecedented numbers, seeing up to 30,000 applications on their desk. Meanwhile, all those permits aren't even resulting in new production. In some cases, it's even stopping producers from drilling.
So the complaints were slowly trickling in to the legislators over the summer and the fall.
That's Mike Greer, a Worland representative and co-chair of the Joint Minerals Committee. He says all these problems come down to a simple change in the industry, horizontal drilling.
Everything's geared towards vertical drilling. And with this horizontal drilling where they can place one pad and reach out 2 miles and drill, you know, what I've heard at times, 20 different wells from one pad location, it's really created an issue with landowners, minority mineral interest holders.
5 bills aimed to deal with updating regulations this past session. One sought to put financial pressure on developers to actually drill. Another would have dealt with McLeland's situation of operatorship. Several more tackled split estate issues with landowners. But none of them got very far. Greer explains that's because he has a plan for a comprehensive solution during the interim session.
I tried to do early on as a chairman of minerals is get my mind around the issues, sat down with some of the key players and just say, hey, rather than piecemeal legislation in that could cause us some problems down the road or have the unintended consequences that a lot of legislation does, this take a metered approach.
Greer says the first step will be to hear solutions from the governor's office, regulatory agencies, and the Petroleum Association of Wyoming, or PAW. Come August, he hopes to hear from landowners and any other stakeholders too. The PAW says it would like to see the updated system encourage partnership, lower the volume of permit applications, and encourage smooth development. Chairman of Wyoming's Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Mark Watson, says he would like to see the system become more efficient, so they stop getting flooded with permit requests, especially if the operator doesn't intend to drill.
That's our main thing, is we want to see these wells drilled and the minerals developed.
He adds the ultimate goal is orderly development, but that's complicated.
It's not something that you can bang out really fast.
And landowners want this fixed too. Jill Morrison leads the Powder River Basin Resource Council. She says restructuring the rules needs to require stronger property rights protections. She explains mineral producers often abuse the outdated statutes.
Under the Split Estate Act, they can come in and if they say that you haven't negotiated in good faith with them, and that's part of one of the problems is what defines good faith negotiations, they come in and bond on and you're left with no ability to have a say in what goes on your property.
Morrison says she's also worried about the rapid development of horizontal drilling when it comes to reclamation for horizontal wells. So she hopes to have a voice in the process of modernizing all these rules during the interim session.
We haven't had any invitations, but I think we'll have to insert ourselves into the process.
Morrison says she'd like to see the companies be required to drill within 6 months of getting a permit application so they stop locking up land. Nathan McLeland at M&K Oil and Gas says he's optimistic the legislature's plan will help bring solutions to light.
I think now people are realizing that this is not a good system. It doesn't create efficiency. It doesn't lead to wells getting developed and drilled. You know, I think we can come up with something better.
Representative Mike Rear says the first interim meeting to start discussing the issues will happen in May in Gillette. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.